The topic of copyright in halacha is an exhausted topic in all the poskim of prior years and today. And hopefully we'll make a sikum, a conclusion of all the poskim and come to some halachic decisions. But again, this is not for halacha lemaisa. You should ask your local rav how to deal in such issues. Now, first of all, when a person wants to copy a book, a CD, a cassette, or steal an idea from someone, even if it has not been patented, in halacha, in gemaras, in chazal, in shulchan aruch, there is no clear halacha for asering. It's no clear halacha that you can't copy a CD, copy a book, copy a cassette. It doesn't say anywhere clearly that it's aser to copy. There's no such mishnah, no such gemara, no such shulchan aruch. And it's like Rav Yankel Beloi says clearly in Sefer Pisrei Choshen, lo brilolon iser. It's not clear where the iser comes from. But there are many suggestions of why this should be usser. And we'll go today and illuminate many suggestions why someone could be protected under intrinsic copyright laws in halacha. Number one, there is a famous Chayos and Shuvos, Sholem Eishev, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf, Nun base. The Sholem Eishev says over there that even though according to halacha, it's not clear that it's also to copy ideas or cassettes or CDs or computers, however, it must be usher. Why must it be usher? He says that there is a concept of intellectual property. What is intellectual property? An idea. You cannot steal an idea. That's what the Sholem Eishev says, which is a tremendous chiddush. Because in our Shulchan Aruch, the only theft we have is by objects. Objects, there is theft. Because an object is a dover shiyesh bo mamish. It is a physical item. I could steal it. However, ideas cannot be stolen. They're not tangible. Says the Sholem Eishev, a person could steal an idea. And he brings a proof. He says, an interesting proof he brought. He says that by the goyim, there was a Yid in Poland that invented the idea of a calculator. The first Yid invented the calculator, and the Polish government gave him an intrinsic patent on his idea, and no one was allowed to copy his idea, and he received money yearly for his creation. So says the Sholem Eishev, if the Goyim consider intellectual property as property, certainly we should consider it as property. And therefore, says the Sholem Eishev, that intellectual property is property, so too says the Rogatchover in Sadness Paneach, a mechudish opinion that intellectual property is property. That's one idea. And there, if that's true, any kind of idea that is stolen without paying for it, therefore there should be an iser of lo sigzoil and lo signav. Now, let's go to the opinion of the Beis Yitzchok. The Beis Yitzchok comes and says another rational reason that it should be usher, the rules of copyrights. He says there's a dina, the Malchusa dina. Dina, the Malchusa dina, writes the Beis Yitzchok, also applies to all monetary issues outside of taxes. Anything that is necessary, as the Ramah can be seen in Shulchan Aruch, when he says the Ramah that taxes are surely included in Dinah Malchus Dinah. What's the logic that taxes are surely included? Because taxes are necessary for the kiyum, for the government to be functioning. So too, copyright laws and patents have to be around, according to Jewish law, or else the government will just fall apart. Anyone could do whatever, stealing ideas, there'll be all havoc. We need it in a normal society to have these laws. And therefore, the law of Dinah Malchus Dinah should apply, and it should be usher. That's what the Beis Yitzchok says. Now, someone once questioned to me, if that's true, someone only has a patent in one country, could you be in another country and steal it? Because you don't have to buy the Dinah Malchus Dinah in other country. You live in this country. For example, if you steal a computer program in Japan, maybe it would be mutter according to the Beis Yitzchok. So I told him clearly no, because there are international laws that is a sort of international Dinah Malchus Dinah. And is there such a concept? Many posts can hold that there is such an international dinah malchus dinah, and therefore it apply even if you're in a different country where the product was produced. That's the shita of the Beis Yitzchok. The Noida Yehuda seems to say an even more interesting approach to the concept of copyright and halacha. We have a concept in Chazal called zin nena v'ziloy chaser potter. Zin nena v'zichaser chayev. What does it mean? If I derive pleasure from you, not money, pleasure. I enjoy your house. I enjoy something of yours. And you lose, I have to pay you. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, that's why copyrights are awesome, because it's zenena v'zechaser. And he brings a case in the Rabbi Yehuda. There was a case where someone printed a Mishnayis, and on the Mishnayis, he printed his own commentary. So the printer who had the blocks of the Mishnayis and of the commentary, after the commentary was in the bookstores, the publisher went ahead and used solely the blocks for the Mishnayis and printed his own Mishnayis, made a lot of money. So comes along this the author of the commentary of the Mishnayis and sued, in Jewish court of course, the publisher and said, listen, I paid you for those stones to make my sefer with my pirush. How could I use them to make money? So he said, what do you mean? I own the stones. I publish your sefer. Made a deal to make a million copies. I made a million copies. Now I want to use it to make a new Mishnah. So Nodi Biyuda said that he has no taina. The publisher has no taina and the author rules. Why? Because he says by using that block and selling that book, you are putting the other person out of business. He's going to sell less copies of his Mishnah because it's Zenan and Zechos, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and to publish it. Now the concept of Zenan Lechasar could be, we'll see in a second, is relevant to many, many aspects of Sfarm and so on and so forth, not to go ahead and reduce it and reproduce it in a cheaper way, because Zenan Lechasar. Now, the Chasam Sofer comes along and says even a bigger Chiddush. Chasam Sofer says like this, Chasam Sofer says that we have a concept of Hasagas Gevul, Yorid Le'umnas Shal Chaveiroi. For example, we know the halachi is that there is a fisherman who is fishing in a certain area in a lake that is Hefker, and he's there all day, and he attracted all the fish by him, and you come along with your fishing rod and start getting all the fish. So what you're doing is you're going down to his business, and you're putting him out of business. For example, you open a bagel shop next door, a previously located bagel shop, and put him out of business. You can't do that, because that's his store, that's his block, that's where he had his bagel shop. So that's where the fisherman was to begin with. That's where he was fishing. You can't go ahead and take away his business, because the problem is, Sagas Gvul, Yoyer Le'umnas Shel Chaveiroi. So too, if a person copies, even if it's not for commercial use, again, very important, even though it's not for commercial use, but if you use his idea and make money from his idea, what you've done is infringed on his business. His business is going to go down. And therefore, there is a problem of Yorid Le'umnasol Shel Chaveiroi, there is a problem of Hasagas Gvul, even if it's for your own personal use, because what you're doing is putting him out of business. Maybe one customer, it's you, but you're putting him out of business to a certain degree, and therefore that is the third reason why copyrights should be usher. Another reason proposed by Rav Eliashiv why copyright should be usher is the pasuk in the Torah, Ve'ohavta L'Re'acha Kamoicha. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If this is a mitzvah, and it is a mitzvah, the Raisa is what in the Rambam and all the codifies of the mitzvahs, so too, since if you would make a song, if you would make a computer program, you would not want someone else to do it to you. So therefore, obviously, there's a mitzvah, ve'ahavta l're'acha kamoicha. Okay, now, the opinion of Eliashiv, many, many poets can disagree, and I'll tell you why. The halacha, ve'ahavta l're'acha kamoicha, how far does it go? We know, of course, after the Chamoich, it's clear that you have to do unto those that have them do unto you. But however, there's a mission in Bechoyeris that says that if a person is shaking all the fruits down from a tree and someone comes under and eats the fruits, it's not so clear in the Gemara, are you over after Recha Chamoich? Because after all, the person who's shaking down the fruits, you're right, he worked hard and the fruits fell down because of him. But if you go and snatch him fruits, right, he can't say, after Recha Chamoich, don't touch my fruits. What do you mean? I'm down here. You be after Recha Chamoich than me. Meaning, we have the Recha Kamoich works coincides the Mekabel and the Nosein. So when you steal a Chas V'Shom, you would reproduce a CD from a famous musician. So granted, you have a mitzvah of the Recha Kamoich to him, but he should have a mitzvah of the Recha Kamoich with you. He would also want for free, So when do we actually apply the mitzvah of Ahav the Recha Kamoich? It's quite not clear, but it is the opinion of Eliashiv, and it is also a reason why the Poskim Aser copyrights.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.